In this bulletin, British MPs vote on amendments to Theresa May's new Brexit deal. Australia remains in the top 20 most transparent countries of the 2018 Global Corruption Index, and former Socceroo Craig Foster continues his campaign to bring Hakeem Olarabi back to Australia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Evan Young. British MPs are voting on proposals to change the direction of Brexit. A number of amendments have been put forward by MPs after Theresa May's original deal was voted down by Parliament earlier in January. Among them are plans to delay Brexit to prevent a so-called no deal and call for the Irish backstop to be replaced by alternative arrangements. Ms May says she wants to reopen negotiations in Brussels with an emphatic message of what the MPs want. The first amendment, tabled by Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, calling for the no deal situation to be ruled out, has been voted down by 327 votes to 296. Meanwhile, Australia has remained in the top 20 most transparent countries in the 2018 Global Corruption Index. Transparency International's corruption survey places countries on a scale where 0 is corrupt and 100 is very clean. Denmark is the least corrupt, followed by New Zealand, while Australia maintained its 2017 position as the 13th cleanest country in the world. The United States dropped by 4 points, falling out of the top 20 for the first time since 2011. Chairwoman of Transparency International, Edda Muller, says corruption is globally on the rise, with more than two-thirds of countries scoring below 50.
Corruption thrives when the rule of law and democratic institutions are weakened, and the scope for civil society and independent media is reduced. We find clear examples of this in our Corruption Perceptions Index.
Pakistan's top court has rejected a challenge to the acquittal of a Christian woman on blasphemy charges, meaning she could soon leave the Muslim nation. Azia Bibi was convicted in 2010 after being accused of insulting the Prophet Muhammad in a row with her neighbours. She spent 8 years on death row. It's been revealed Prime Minister Scott Morrison has urged Thailand not to extradite Australian-based footballer Hakeem Olarabi to Bahrain and release him from detention. In a letter to his Thai counterpart sent last week, Mr. Morrison is believed to have pointed out Mr. Olarabi has a permanent protection visa from Australia, stressing the thorough process Australian authorities undertake before issuing such visas. The footballer has been held in Thailand since November, when he was arrested by authorities upon landing in Bangkok because of a wrongly issued Interpol red notice. Bahrain accuses Mr. Olarabi of vandalising a police station during the 2012 Arab Spring uprising, a crime they want him to serve 10 years in jail for, and Mr. Olarabi denies committing. Former Socceroos captain Craig Foster has been campaigning for Mr. Olarabi's release, and yesterday met with FIFA in Zurich to ask them to put pressure on Bahrain and Thailand's governments to let him return to Australia. FIFA agreed to do so, which Mr. Foster says makes him feel confident Mr. Olarabi will be returned home soon.
We agreed that this has now become an emergency situation requiring an escalation across the board from all stakeholders to provide full protection for Hakeem. He also, of course, was physically tortured back in 2012, and he knows what awaits him. That's why the players of Australia have stepped forward so strongly, made a lot of strong statements, because we feel that the urgency and we would say emergency of the matter is so grave.
To football, and Qatar will play Japan in the Asian Cup final after a 4-0 win over tournament hosts, the United Arab Emirates. It's the first time Qatar has made an Asian Cup final. The UAE Football Association is likely to face sanctions, though, after home fans threw footwear at Qatari players as they celebrated their goals. Qatar faced Japan on Friday, when Japan will be seeking a record 5th title. Looking at the weather around the country today, in Perth, mostly sunny, 31 degrees, Adelaide, sunny and 36, Melbourne, a shower or two, 37 degrees, Hobart, hot and partly cloudy, 32, Canberra, partly cloudy, 35. Wollongong, much the same, but 28 degrees. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 31. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 32. Brisbane, possible shower, 31 degrees. Cairns, also 31. Showers and a possible storm. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 33 degrees. I'm Evan Young. This is SBS News.